know a nigga that go by Lenny, and he always stay with a blicky. A couple months ago, he fucked a bitch with a fat ass and some titties. Ain't even know nothing about the hoe, but he heard they call her Whitney. And she got a crazy ass little brother in the streets, they call him 50. Now 50 was a crash out, never gave a fuck about any. Only thing he ever loved was his big sister, nigga no kids. She raised him from an infant, cause they daddy went to prison. And they mama fought with breast cancer, today she no longer living. After Lenny hit, he got back to that bread, went about his business. But Whitney wanted attention, blowing him up in a couple minutes. One day she sent a picture, two lines on a PT. He called her back in an instant and said, I ain't trying to be no BD. You need that money for an abortion or something? You know I got it, bitch, I'm popping. She said, boy, you need to stop it. I don't need nothing in your wallet. I just thought that you should know I plan to keep it. And if you don't really want to be in your child's life, that's wild. Like, how the fuck you fucking want to come in me? But you ain't man enough to raise your seed, nigga. You can't run from me, nigga. I thought you was good company. It's funny how you ghosted me. You niggas all the same. This ain't really how life's supposed to be. Bitch, you got some nerve the way you saw me like a lick. Up in the club, throwing that ass and put my hands all on your hip. Plus, when I hit, bitch, you the one that pulled the condom off my dick. I ain't trying to take care of no shit, so you can go and get rid of it. Fuck off my line, ho. I ain't got the time, ho. And if you know like I know, you better find somebody else to play with. I ain't lying, ho. She said, well, fuck it, nigga, you dying slow. My brother gon' let that iron blow. He hung up on her quick and then Whitney just went to crying. Days later, Lenny went to his sister crib to eat. He said, what's up? Denise was popping. Keith and hugged all on his knees. They went outside to chop it up before the feast. They saw a car with no headlights on driving up the street. Damn. Before he had a chance to up it with that heat, they was in front of the crib. He seen a nigga with a ski. It felt like time slowed down. All he could think of was his knees. Somebody put their pistol out the window from the back seat. They started letting off shots. It was one, it was two, it was three. He lost count cause he just couldn't believe. He stood in front of the knees and started shooting back. Only thing playing in his head is like, who is that? The car had bent the corner. He turned around and started crying. Cause on the ground was his sister, baby daddy dying. When he stepped a little closer, saw his daughter in his arms. His sister couldn't stop screaming to the top of her lungs. He couldn't even react. He turned around and seen the same fucking car coming back. He tried to run cause there was no more bullets up in his gap. He took like six to the back. That nigga lifted his mask. This for my sis, nigga.